Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, could co-housing for over 55s help in solving the housing crisis? A new group is campaigning for more co-housing developments for older people in the belief it could potentially free up thousands of family homes. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more detail on this. What's this all about, Barry?
Yes, so Co-Housing Communities Ireland is a group of middle-aged and older people who all believe they no longer need their current homes, but at the same time don't want supported housing for older people. And they're campaigning for more developments incorporating private living for those over 55 with shared spaces and communal facilities. Now, residents, they collectively create the development, then manage their neighbourhood, and figures show how 67% of Irish households are underoccupied, which is twice the EU average of just under 34%. And among those looking to right-size, as they put it, are Vaughan Ryan and his wife Liz, based near Cork City.
We're at that age now in the more mature years, 55 plus. My wife would be very reluctant to give any age, but we're 55 plus and our chicks have more or less left the nest. They're both finishing college and here we are. We find ourselves rattling around in our detached four-bedroomed home. So we're in this situation where we're mortgage-free, our house is paid for, yet it's far too big for our present and future needs. We want to move. We want to stay in our neighbourhood or in our community because we've invested a lot of social capital over the last 30, 40 years in Cork. And we would like to stay in our area. But unfortunately, there is no appropriate housing stock that we can actually right size into. And that's our dilemma. And then co-housing, to me, is coming up and providing a solution. A community-based solution where like-minded people can actually self-manage and regulate their own future in appropriate, sustainable housing and future-proof it for the future.
Yeah, simple and a convincing argument from Vaughan Ryan there. Are there many or any co-housing developments at the moment, Barry?
Well, the idea initially originated in Denmark in the 1960s, and there are currently developments in America, Britain, the Netherlands and Canada. Now, plans were approved in May for 32-home co-housing developments in Portaferry in County Down, the first such initiative on this island, while one Dublin group of 33 is progressing plans for a development in the Dublin 6 to 8 area. Among them is Fiona Slevin.
Like a lot of people who are heading into their 50s and 60s, I've begun to think a little bit more about making conscious decisions about how I live and especially where I live. I don't have dependents. While I love the space, it's over the last couple of years, I've realized I value stuff less and value the relationships and people around me a lot more. I also realize most of us who are getting older, you know, with a fair wind and a lot of good luck, we can reasonably expect to live another couple of healthy decades. But I realized I can't move around this house. I will lose my independence if I don't think seriously about what type of accommodation is going to suit me and my naturally evolving needs as I get older.
The house that you have, Fiona, as well, it was renovated. It was previously two flats. It used to house up to eight people.
Moved into this house 25 years ago. It was like a lot of houses in this area, Dublin 6. It was in flats, but it did house eight people. You know, while I don't pretend that any decisions I made are totally driven by altruism, I think the group that we meet as that are interested in co-housing are also very socially aware and conscious of the major issues around housing in the country. It feels like a great outcome of this is that a family home could be released back into the market, or certainly a home that can accommodate more than one person.
Fiona Slevin there in Dublin. Now, 88% of under-occupiers are aged over 65, with 1.1 8 million people in Ireland, according to census figures, aged between 50 and 75. And people looking for these developments, they're generally mortgage-free, but claim accessing finance is still an issue. And one person looking to downsize in Dublin is Anna Dolan.
I mean, being part of a community and having a sense of purpose is a really strongly recognised factor in longevity. And I mean, all of the research points this way. And I mean, also for the state, you know, for the government to support an idea like this would be very important because, you know, being part of a community and having a good long lifespan and a good healthy lifespan will keep people out of nursing homes. It keeps people out of hospitals. You know, being part of a community is going to be a very important factor in reducing what is going to be a growing cohort and a growing strain on government resources into the future. So it is a very worthwhile investment. You know, in other countries, government support co-housing very actively by making land available and by providing finance. I mean, ultimately, people who want to be part of co-housing communities own their own houses. So we're not looking for finance in the long run. But ideally, you know, if we had some sort of revolving fund, it would really help to, you know, make this happen. And every town in Ireland should have a co-housing community.
That's Anna Dolan there. What happens now, Barry?
Well, the group believes there are still many obstacles to getting co-housing developments in train. But Anna Connolly, one of the founders of Co-Housing Communities Ireland, she believes these can be overcome.
Finding a suitable site is extremely difficult, yet at the same time, we know there are large land banks out there owned either by the state, religious institutions, or indeed corporations in the form of disused industrial and commercial buildings. We need to be able to get access to those sites. That, in turn, is a combination of planning laws, and we believe a number of simple changes to planning laws could greatly assist us getting the zoning and the land use designation we're looking for. And the last piece of the jigsaw is the financing part, because central bank rules introduced in 2008 after the financial crisis have had an unintended consequence, which means that people can't have access to even short-term bridging finance unless they meet loan-to-value ratios, which if you're on a pension, you're not going to be able to do, despite the fact that you may wholly own your home, you may be mortgage-free, but that doesn't allow you access bridging finance.
So within all that, what's the key thing the Minister for Housing, James Brown, could do this evening to make co-housing a more viable option?
Engage with central bank to change those lending restrictions. That would be really helpful. Engage both at National and Department of Housing / planning level to do a couple of simple things, such as designating land use or for land use housing for people over 50, ideally in clusters, just as they've done with for student accommodation. And the third is really put the pressure on to release some of the very large land banks that are not being used at all or completely underutilised.
Is there not a fear with this idea, though, that you are essentially creating what would be care homes in a few years' time?
The successful co-housing communities, and I visited quite a few of them, are very careful to ensure that you get great diversity within those communities. And one element of diversity is age range. So one of the communities I was with recently, they're only taking in people under 50 now, that you get that age range. Yes, you will have people as they get older in place needing some care. And no doubt some of the neighbours will assist with that, or care can be brought in for them. But that mix of age ranges is vital to the success of those communities.
Interesting stuff. That's Anna Connolly of Co-Housing Communities Ireland, ending Barry Lenehan's report.